This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to continue talking a little bit about this theory that I have about Andrew McCabe, because so many people are outraged about what happened to McCabe and all this, and I will tell you, initially I felt the same way, but then my other brain kicks in, my consulting brain, my risk management brain, my common sense brain, and I say to myself, okay, McCabe has admitted to being a liar. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Or I should say, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm glad you guys are here. And if you weren't aware of my theory, because you're just tuning in, and shame on you for doing so, then let me explain. I said the other day on my show, everybody's having a conniption about McCabe. I almost said McCain. Whew, glad we're not talking about that guy anymore. But they're having a conniption about McCabe because he's been exonerated, right? And I don't know how things work in the political sphere, but here's what I will tell you. I don't believe he was exonerated. I believe McCabe pulled a fast one on many of the leftists. I believe that he was, quote, exonerated because McCabe is seen like a canary. He's the narc at the biker event, right? This is the dude that he said it. He said it. I looked for it. Couldn't find it because a lot of the sites had some information about what I was looking for. Make you sign up. You know, you had to pay me a dollar. I'm not paying these lefties anything. So, but McCabe essentially said, look, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to take the FBI with me. There are a lot of people that have to go down because I got orders to do the things that I did. He pretty much said this, even in his interviews on 60 Minutes and The View and others, he let the cat out of the bag, like, you know, it was important that we stop Trump, and I was given orders to stop Trump, and I'm not the only one, I'm following. He was like the dudes who did the code red, you know what I'm saying? We were given orders, man, by our squad leader. And up there is a Colonel Jessup, who I believe is played by Barack Obama, who was giving the orders. And he's going to have to admit in court, under pressure of Tom Cruise, you can't handle the truth, because when you sit back in your little skin, you know, I'm guarding that line. As grotesque as I am, you need me on that line. You want me on that line. You going to do it, Epstein, Greenstein, Bluestein? I'm serious. Barack Obama is, I mean, as funny as it sounds, he believes he was guarding the line. Somebody did. He got a lot of people to help. So here's McCabe. He's left holding the bag. McCabe's like, well, why am I the scapegoat? What happened to Comey? He was my boss. You know, there's Rosenstein or Stein or whatever he calls himself. He's there. So what I'm telling you, folks, is don't believe the hype. McCabe, I think, has turned over some evidence. McCabe, he alluded to it multiple times. Do not be fooled by this. He alluded to this multiple times. Said that he was, you know, he was, I'm just telling you, McCabe was definitely the guy. And I'm going to tell you, he has a personality where he's like, I'm going to have a get out of jail free card. And I think he got one. So I want to just give you a few things that this guy said leading up to this. So here's what he wrote. This was in his book, The Threat, How the FBI Protects America in the Age of Terror and Trump. Now, I want you to think about that for just a second. This is an FBI guy, former FBI guy at this point, who writes a book, and he's telling you, I still think that the President of the United States is a threat. I thought it then, and I certainly think it now. And he thinks he's a terror threat. In the NPR, this is what they wrote. McCabe says that he personally took steps to, quote, safeguard the Bureau's investigation of Russian interference just in case his own head would be the next to roll. Now, keep in mind, Comey had been fired. McCabe has to take over from one swamp rat to the other. Now, McCabe knows everything that Comey's told him. And he's worried about the next head who's going to roll. Well, guess whose head that is? The guy who reportedly, you know, reported to Comey and is the guy who implemented Comey's strategy. He tells of working closely in those first post-Comey days with Rod Rosenstein. Yet another swamp rat holdover. He says, who subsequently named Robert Mueller to take over the Russia probe as head of an office of special counsel. Mueller is himself a former FBI director who had been a colleague of Comey and McCabe. Now, I want to go back to the first thing I read. McCabe says that he personally took steps to safeguard the Bureau's investigation of Russian interference. So what did he have to safeguard? We know the outcome now. There's no suspense here, folks. It is not a pop quiz that you can't pass. What did he have to safeguard? Absolutely nothing. I'm going to answer for you since you were a little slow on the uptake. He had nothing to safeguard. They spent $40 million looking in every crack and crevice of Donald Trump and everybody around him. They made superficial indictments of people who never should have been touched in the form of Papadopoulos, Mike Flynn, Manafort, and some obscure Brit who's got some shenanigans over there, and 13 or 17 Russians who will never, who probably are sitting there going, why are our names coming up? We did nothing. So McCabe felt that he needed to safeguard an investigation that never should have happened, which should make you wonder, what was he really safeguarding, right? Because if you're telling me, look, man, I'm safeguarding because somebody might come and do something bad, and people go, well, why would they? There's nothing to do bad here. In other words, somebody might steal your car, and you go, well, that's going to be really difficult because I don't have a car. So what are you actually doing standing in front of my house if you're not really here to safeguard my car because I don't have a car? What are you doing here? Does that make it a little easier for you to understand? My producer's like, oh, yeah, yeah, now I get it. I get it. Got to simplify for these boys, these millennials. So McCabe says he was going to safeguard this. And I'm going to tell you right now, I believe I can give you enough evidence in this broadcast to show you that McCabe is probably more of a whistleblower here than the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have big breaking news from Capitol Hill tonight on two fronts. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe is reportedly asking for immunity before he offers testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley wants McCabe, former FBI Chief Jim Comey, and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch to testify when the IG report on the Hillary Clinton email investigation is finally released.
Guilty dog barking. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. By the way, if you're going to call the show at 1 o'clock in the morning, we're not answering. Well, people, you'll call and then the phone call is like 6 seconds and it's ringing, the phone's ringing at 1 o'clock in the morning. The show airs at different times in different markets. So, you know, if you want to arrange for us to get you on, send me a note to thekevinjacksonshow.com. I'm happy to have you guys on the show. People ask me all the time, Kevin, you give out the number, but nobody's on the show. I'm like, yeah, because it's in different markets. We're syndicated. And I don't do like some other people. What Hannity does, I'll give you an example, a little inside baseball. Hannity starts his show early. His show is rarely live. And he tapes it, and he has people call in over an hour. And then, you know, he plays those, and it sounds like the show is live. It's not. So you know, he's taping it. And we tape the show sometimes because I have to travel or whatever. I don't mind telling you that. But it's in different time zones. When you syndicate it, you can't be all things to all people. Some, I have places that play my show at midnight. Midnight. One of my big markets, in fact, plays my show at midnight Eastern time. So, believe me, you know, nobody's going to answer the phone. But if you do want to talk to us, give us a call and say, Kev, I'd love to talk to you. Call us back. We have your number when you call. So call us back. We're happy to do it. Or send me a note on Facebook, on Twitter, at KevinTBS, on Facebook, TheBlackSphere.net. I think it's just TheBlackSphere or TheBlackSphere.net, whatever. But find us. Get us a note. We'll have you on the show. So we're talking about McCabe. And here he was. That was... That show that aired for Laura Ingraham was in June of 2018. That was McCabe intimating that he wanted immunity. So why is he asking, I will testify before the Senate if you give me immunity? Why doesn't he say, I will testify before the Senate? Happy to. It's my job. No problem. You know, I was in the FBI. Not a big deal. Let me get before the Senate. Come on. Let's do this. But he doesn't do that. Instead, he says, hey, I will do it, but I've got to have immunity. I need to have my lawyers present. Remember everything that Adam Schiff didn't want to give to every witness that would testify in front of the Intel Committee, the House Intel Committee? He didn't want to give any of them access to an attorney or whatever. Wanted to set a perjury trap. Wanted them to be intimidated by him. And you know what they all told him? No, I'm not coming. If I can't bring my lawyer, it's a violation of my rights. Not going to happen. Fourth Amendment, baby. That's why they're there. So here's McCabe requesting immunity. And I want to play what DeSantis said during an interview on that same show, because Laura Ingraham goes on to say to him, why wouldn't you, you know, why is he asking for immunity and what are your thoughts about it? At the time, Congressman DeSantis.
Where do we begin? Let's start with this immunity plea for McCabe. Every time you hear someone that's like connected with Trump that might want immunity, it's like, oh my God, you want immunity? You must be guilty. But what's going on here?
Well, look, I mean, James Comey said Andrew McCabe stood tall, was just this model leader, and now he wants immunity because he knows he's in jeopardy with his conduct over this investigation, both the Clinton and the Trump investigation. I would not give him immunity. I would make him go. If he's going to plead the Fifth Amendment, then he should plead the Fifth Amendment. But the idea that he should get some type of get-out-of-jail-free card for this is not something I think the American people would want to see.
Welcome back, everybody. So maybe DeSantis is right. Now governor of Florida, maybe he was right. Maybe the American people didn't want to see immunity. Maybe they, but I can tell you this, they didn't want to see him get exonerated. So here's the deal. We know McCabe is guilty, so why let him walk? Why let him walk right out of the jail and back into the general population? And I have a theory. And my theory is that when you arrest, like, for example, when you arrest all of the guys, when they do like a bust and there's an insider, an informant, they don't bust everybody and say, okay, bring out the informant. You know, let's bring him out so that, you know, we can showcase him. They arrest everybody and then the informant walks out later, right? Now, in this case, you say, well, Kevin, nobody got arrested. They haven't rounded everybody up, and then McCabe walks free. And I say, yeah, I think they have. I think they have rounded everybody up. And then they made everybody believe that you're okay. You got out of this. Now, you might say, well, that logic doesn't really apply because it's going to make people believe that they're good to go. To that, I say, maybe that's what they want. Look, I get it. I get it. Everybody's a bit outraged. How could he go free when he admitted to lying? How is it that Brennan can admit to lying, that Clapper can admit to lying? These people lied to Congress. Now, they'll say, I lied over national security. But I want to take you back to something else that is along the same lines. James Clapper. Remember, I told you guys a while back, I said, James Clapper's changing his tune. He's now saying, I didn't do anything I wasn't told to do. I don't think that's by coincidence. that McCabe made the comment back in June of 2018, somewhere along in there. Look, I'm not going down on this bomb. This isn't going to go down just on me. I was told to do my job, and I did it. When Comey got fired, he says, I was expecting my head to roll next because he's wondering, why did Comey get fired? Maybe they know what I did. Maybe they know what Comey told me to do, and I did it. I issued the code red. Or, you know, I followed through with it. So he was kind of protecting himself. Then, later on, it took a while, but James Clapper came along and essentially said the same thing. All I'm saying, folks, is I don't believe the hype. I don't believe what the media... He got off! I think there's too many moving parts to this. And maybe, just maybe, I put a little too much faith in John Durham. Maybe I put a little too much faith in A.G. Barr. There are people wanting me to question Barr. But as I start to question Barr, then I wonder this. Why is it now that the original news report said 1,000 people, 1,000 ex-DOJ members want Barr fired? Why? Explain to me, number one, what does it matter? It would be like saying 1,000 of Kevin's ex-girlfriends want him dead. Okay, well, first of all, I don't have 1,000, but whatever the number is, it would be questionable to me. Are you going around taking polls of ex-DOJ members who have never worked with Barr, and you're saying 1,000 of them want him gone? But then it gets better. Literally a day later, it was 2,000. I'm not even exaggerating this. You can look this up for yourself. Google it. So it starts to make me wonder, why are they leading me in a particular direction? We'll be back. Talk more about this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois politicians are reacting to President Trump commuting former Governor Rod Blagojevich's prison sentence. Governor J.B. Pritzker tweeted, "This pardon sends the wrong message at the wrong time." Blagojevich, outside his Chicago home, thanks President Trump for the pardon.
On behalf of Patty and Amy and Andy and me, we want to again express our deepest gratitude to President Trump. Like I said, as a Republican president and a Democratic governor, he didn't have to do this. But President Trump is not a typical politician.
That's right.
He's tough. He's outspoken. He gets things done. He's a problem solver in a business where too many politicians don't want to solve problems. I'm a Trumpocrat.
The Trumpocrat, that's right.
Are you going to vote for him?
If I have the ability to vote, I'm going to vote for him.
And Democrats are preparing for their presidential debate tonight in Las Vegas, where they're welcoming New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to the stage with them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is reporting this. A lawmaker telling her that FBI espionage chief Bill Priestap, who oversaw the Russia and Clinton probes, has been very cooperative with congressional investigators. Priestap was also the supervisor of FBI agent Peter Strzok, who bashed President Trump, of course, remember, in several texts. The source says that Strzok played an even larger role than we thought initially in the Clinton email probe and the Russia investigations.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And I have a theory that McCabe is a canary. He's a narc. He's dropping dime on Democrats. And he's already alluded to it. Here's what he said. Back in, before I get into that, let's talk about Priestap for just a second. This was 2018, June of 2018, Laura Ingraham reporting that the FBI espionage chief was being very cooperative in the Russia and Clinton probes. Russia probe over, obviously, Russian collusion. Clinton probe still out there. Now, keep in mind, it was I forget his name, John whatever. He was a Clinton acolyte. He was an Obama appointee. He was slow walking all these investigations, and we transferred over to Durham once A.G. Barr got on the case. And Durham is a Trump appointee. So the likelihood that he is less of a deep state swamp rat, or hopefully none at all, is pretty good compared to the original guy. Can't think of his name right now. It was another John. Both of them, first names are John. Anyway, so He takes over at some point during this investigation, and we get a whole change. Things are changing. Now, I get it. McCabe gets exonerated. They say, we're not going to do anything to him. And I didn't read it. I didn't read the FBI's actual or the Department of Justice's thing that says, yeah, we've let him go, or we're not going to prosecute or whatever. But if they depending on the language, if they say we're not going to prosecute, I'm telling you, I think this guy has dropped dime on everybody in the midst. Now, here's what happened back in the day. This was a guy writing the article. He says, McCabe has said that Rosenstein in 2017 spoke of wearing a wire when meeting with the president, meaning a microphone transmitter that could record statements that might matter to a future investigation or other legal proceeding. It should be lost on no student of history that President Nixon was brought down by tape recordings made of the Oval Office conversations pertaining to those crimes collectively called Watergate. Well, where are they? Where are all these tapes? And Rosenstein, remember, Rosenstein denied it. He says, I never did that. This is not true. I didn't say that. Don't you dare even imply that I said it. He was mad. But here's McCabe essentially throwing one of his boys under the bus saying, hey, this was what this guy was talking about. wearing a wire. We needed to bring him down. The writer also says this. McCabe also said in an interview clips that Justice Department officials discuss with cabinet members which officials might be sympathetic to removing the president using the authority of the 25th Amendment of the Constitution. They wanted to have Trump declared essentially unfit. Now, let me tell you, that strategy was already coming. It wasn't like that was a new strategy. They were already telling us at the election of Donald Trump that he was unhinged. Remember that? Unhinged. What's her face? Omarosa wrote a book titled Unhinged because she wanted to make money off of the idea. Yes, the billionaire Wharton grad who figured out a way of beating all odds, I'm talking odds against odds, to win the presidency, and he's unhinged. What they were telling you was what they were, which was every one of them was unhinged. Yep. Unhinged. I went back to, because as I said before, I couldn't find the article that talked about McCabe essentially saying he'd bring everybody down. But here's what they wrote, another article wrote. They said, recently fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe said if he faces criminal prosecution, he's going to take down everyone involved in the FBI and DOJ wrongdoing related to the Hillary Clinton email probe. This is what Sarah Carter said. I don't know where she got her information. I know I'd heard something similar. I read it. I didn't hear it. I read it. Carter sort of verified it. And then here's what she said on the Ingram angle. McCabe is worried. And one thing that I did hear is that McCabe said over and over again, if I go down, I'm taking everyone else with me. I'm not surprised. He looks like the type of guy that says, look, I'm not doing it. I followed orders. And let me tell you, he did follow orders. They all believe in it, and he said it in his book as much. Trump is a risk for us that we could not let just run. We couldn't leave it to chance that he would not, you know, be out of office. So I want to go back to what I was alluding to earlier. One, the 25th Amendment, Donald Trump is unhinged. Two, we should get rid of him because of the through the mechanism of impeachment. Very clear. Democrats said it on both times. We need to impeach him. And oh, by the way, he's unhinged. They wanted a dual strategy. Well, it was difficult to say he's unhinged when all of his policies are working. So how do you fight that? His policies work. He's unhinged. Yeah, but his policies are working. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's unhinged. His tax policies brought back $2 trillion into the economy, into the business world. His tax policies had businesses automatically raising their minimum wages that they pay employees. His tax policies had businesses reinvesting in themselves and in their employees and giving bonuses. His policies were bringing back American jobs in the form of manufacturing jobs. Barack Obama lost 303,000 manufacturing jobs. And don't believe me, go to PolitiFact. They tried to fudge it to make it look like they had gained 800,000 jobs. But they didn't count the 1.1 million jobs that were lost in the very first few years of Obama's presidency. They just wanted to fudge the numbers. Who's going to look anyway, right? But they couldn't beat Trump on the economy. So they said, well, let's impeach him. We'll do the Russian collusion thing. They structured it. It was already ready to go. They teed it up the minute Donald Trump made the comment, hey, Putin, why don't you show us the rest of Hillary's emails? Something as simple as that can trigger $40 million of your money being spent on nonsense. A guy making a joke. That's right. But here's what even more nonsense. When that failed, of course, Ukraine comes along, and in a statement where Biden admits that he's colluding, that he's interfering in a foreign government's affairs and using our money in a pay-for-play scheme, and they say, oh, so what? Joe said it publicly and admitted to it effectively. We're going to blame Trump, and we're going to do another investigation, and we'll prove to you that he's either unhinged or he should be impeached. It should be impeached, and they use Ukraine to impeach him. Why? Because Russian collusion failed. Now, they want to invoke the 25th Amendment. They wanted Donald Trump to be forced to step down. It was the part two of their plan. And McCabe is exposing it. If you, Rosenstein, can go into his office and get him to say something, here, we're going to give you the sentences. We're going to give you the things to say so that when he answers, we'll be able to do an article, whatever they call it. I forget which article it is, but of the Constitution invoking the 25th Amendment. So that was the plan. And Rosenstein, of course, is going, I didn't do that. And of course he did. I believe he did. I don't have any proof, but it sure sounds like it. So I keep coming back to McCabe is a whistleblower. He already narked on Rosenstein. I believe it because I believe McCabe was saying, look, this is how far this was going. I'm willing to tell you what it is, and I believe that that is exactly what he went in there and he did. And I believe that he's under an umbrella of immunity that the government doesn't want to say is immunity. Therefore, all charges dropped. That's what I believe. Because how else can you take a guy who admits to lying and you say, yeah, we know he admitted to lying, and we know that we put Mike Flynn in prison. We know that we put Papadopoulos in prison. We know that we put Manafort in prison. We know that there are many other people that need to go to prison for the same reason. But, how do you think the rest of the people like you and me, how do you think we're going to take it? I mean, not that I'm going to be sitting in front of the FBI asking if I lied about something, because I'm not. But how would we take it? Do you want to go to prison for something you didn't do? Or something that somebody else did and they get free and you get to go to prison? In other words, not an exercise of your equal justice rights, equal rights? Of course not. So, I keep telling people, chill. Let's figure this thing out. Because it isn't what it's being presented as. And that's the way we should look at all of the information that we get these days. Do not jump to conclusions.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Last year I received an invitation to an event that promised to be, quote, an occasion for exclusive deal making. It said, quote, the opportunities for mutually beneficial economic development between China and our individual states are tremendous, end of quote. Deal making sounds like it might have come from President Trump. But the invitation was actually from a former governor. I was being invited to the U.S.-China Governors Collaboration Summit. It was an event co-hosted by the National Governors Association and something called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship and Foreign Countries. Sounds pretty harmless. What the invitation did not say is that the group I just mentioned, is the public face of the Chinese Communist Party's official foreign influence agency, the United Front Work Department. Now, I was lucky. I was familiar with that organization from my time as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. But it got me thinking, how many of you made the link between that group and Chinese Communist Party officials? What if you made a new friend while you were at that event? What if your new friend asked you for introductions to other politically connected and powerful people? What if your new friend offered to invest big money in your state, perhaps in your pension, in industries sensitive to our national security? These aren't hypotheticals. These scenarios are all too true, and they impact American foreign policy significantly. Indeed, last year, a Chinese government-backed think tank in Beijing produced a report that assessed all 50 of America's governors on their attitudes towards China. They labeled each of you friendly, hardline, or ambiguous. I'll let you decide where you think you belong. Someone in China already has. Many of you, indeed, in that report are referenced by name. So here's the lesson. The lesson is that competition with China is not just a federal issue. It's why I wanted to be here today.
Our government has been compromised. And in as much as you may want to blame the Chinese or the Russians or anybody else, the Islamic nations, the people to blame are the people who sell us out every single day. And I will tell you, the overwhelming majority of them are Democrats. I'm not exonerating any, letting off the hook any politician. They all play their games. And it's tough to find a person in D.C. who legitimately has America's interest at heart. But we have one now. His name is President Donald Trump. And I know people, when you say that, they want to make you a zealot. They want to make you, Kevin, you are Donald Trump. But why don't you just move in with him and y'all just get a room, whatever else. And I'm far from that. If Donald Trump screws up, you watch how loud I will yell it and how much I will talk about it on this show. Look, there are people that clamor to get around President Trump. They kiss his butt. They put in things in their tweets just so they're hoping to be retweeted by the president. I don't do any of the sort. I tell people all the time, I'm not trying to get his attention in any other way except through relevancy. That's what we should all be striving for, the truth and being relevant. Here's what I can tell you. I have an entire strategy for, helping educate America about what's going on. And Donald Trump is essentially, every time I turn around, he's going, I'm already doing that. I'm already doing this. So suing sanctuary cities. You guys know we've been talking about doing this. I started the project in Philadelphia with the idea we were going to be suing sanctuary cities. And you know what the president's doing right now? He's suing sanctuary cities. He's already got it down. He's got ICE going into these cities, paying attention to what's going on there. He's saying, I don't care, Mayor Garcetti of Los Angeles. I'm coming to your hood. I'm going to come bring these illegals out. And you're going to have to face the whole nation, and why you're letting gang members, rapists, and murderers live in this country, live in your city as a, quote, sanctuary. It goes against the Constitution, but more importantly, it goes against common sense. And that's what we're talking about today. McCabe being freed, so to speak, goes against common sense. So if it goes against common sense, it's worthy of a little introspection. Why is it happening? You're going to start hearing names like Carlin. I mentioned Priestap earlier, FBI's espionage chief at the time, very cooperative in the Russian and Clinton probes. How many other whistleblowers, how many people now realize, you know what? Donald Trump is going to be your president. He is your president, and he will be your president for another 4 years. You better start lining things up unless you want to spend a lot of time in prison. You think the only people who can intimidate are people with a D after their name? John Durham has got the fear of God circulating through D.C., and rightfully so, because these people better be afraid. Our government has been compromised, period. The very people that you've entrusted with a lot, your life, the lives of your children, the future of your children and grandchildren, are the very people who sold you out. That's right. Other governments may very well be helping us to undo our corruption. Russia may be sending us information saying, yeah, here's who's been compromised. Because they see the writing on the wall. The Chinese may be doing the same thing. Ukrainians doing the same thing. And maybe the Democrats are setting you up to say, you can't believe them. Don't believe them. As far as how this relates to McCabe, I don't know where this shakes out. It's a theory of mine that McCabe is turning over state's evidence. He's given them enough evidence for them to say, okay, we're letting you off. Maybe now McCabe's going to wear a wire and go back and talk to some of these other Democrats and say, they're going to say, how'd you get off, Andy? And he's going to say, hey, you know, I told the truth, or I sent him off on this wild goose chase. And maybe those guys are going to go off on a wild goose chase that they're waiting for him. They got the roadblock set up. They're getting ready to throw out the spike strips. McCabe said at the time when he was fired that they were attacking his credibility. Part of a larger effort not to just slander him, he said, but to taint the FBI law enforcement and intelligence professionals more generally. He was saying Donald Trump's just trying to make them look bad. Let me tell you something. They've done a great job all on their own. The FISA courts are corrupt. The FBI who recommended all this stuff to the FISA courts is corrupt. The NSA has proven they will spy on people for their own benefit. The NSC, all of them. The Director of National Intelligence, the Director of the CIA, all of them participated in a cabal to thwart an election, and then they want to bring up Watergate as if what they've done is a lot less. Oh, we didn't do anything. Or, you know, what they're saying is, we're okay to do it because it's for the greater good. We are the reason that we tried to stand to be a firewall from Donald Trump. We were trying to protect the country and the world from Donald Trump. Why? Because it's their responsibility, right? Not yours, not the 63 million people who voted for Trump, not the 70 million plus who will vote for Trump in the 2020 election. No, you don't make that decision. We decide where the firewall goes. He went on to say this, McCabe at the time, it's part of the administration's ongoing war on the FBI and the efforts of the special counsel investigation, which continue to this day. Their persistence in this campaign only highlights the importance of the special counsel's work. Well, what was the ultimate outcome of the special counsel's work? That Donald Trump had done nothing. What were you protecting? And I asked this question earlier. What are you protecting if you can't use the special counsel's work? I would say you're protecting yourself. That's my contention. I don't believe the Democrats had any reason to want to, you know, look at all the evidence. We want to see all the evidence. The minute that the Republicans go, well, let's get some more evidence. No, we got to, you know, it's a matter of national security. They don't want to see it then. There's a revelation that made by Dershowitz. He says Barack Obama had the Justice Department investigate somebody. He won't say who. Dershowitz is teasing it. He says it's going to be a lawsuit in the near future over it. A lawsuit because Barack Obama weaponized his FBI against not only Donald Trump, but many of us. Many of us. I don't know who's got information on whom. I just know there's a lot of information out there, and it's embarrassing to people, particularly people on the left, and they're not going to have their worlds rocked. They will definitely showcase whatever it is they have if they need to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.